Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Official return of football. It is back tonight with the Chiefs and the Texans. And then, of course, the main event starting Sunday at 4 p.m. on this radio station. Cowboys pregame, Ari Temkin, Brian Broaddus, and then Brad and Babe with the call of the Cowboys and the Rams from L.A. This is Sean and RJ with our first edition of the 2020 Power Rankings here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Now, we took you through what the rest of the country was saying about the Cowboys earlier in the show. Just to recap, NFL.com has the Cowboys at 7, ESPN at 5, USA Today at 11, The Athletic ranks the Cowboys 7. Bleacher Report, 6. Yahoo, 6. CBS Sports, 11th. And Sports Illustrated, 9th. And again, CBS has like 5 different people, 7 different NFL people. So one has them winning the East, but this CBS Sports overall has them at 11th. So you know how we do on the show. 5. 5 teams. Do the Cowboys make your top 5? With the power rankings, RJ, you get to choose first. You want to go 1 through 5 or 5 through 1 with our individual lists?
Let's go 1 through 5 because in the last 3 minutes, I have changed 4 and 5 6 times. And I prepared this last night. So let's start with 1.
Well, I guess we can – I mean, should we just get rid of any intrigue? And
yes.
Do we agree that it's KC and Baltimore?
It is KC and Baltimore. And in that order, Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2. I don't know that you can have a different one.
Well, you and I have been trying to be a little lukewarm on all the Lamar love. All right, Mark Ingram said he's like 20 times better than what he was compared to last year. So if we're lukewarm on Lamar, then why do you think it's no doubt that they're number 2? Why don't you have more questions about Baltimore like you have about San Francisco?
Because I think Lamar's ability to sustain a season at the quarterback position is easier than the defense to be able to sustain a season. All the predictive numbers that Lamar had last year were very, very good. They were just tremendous, and we didn't give enough credit for that. So I think it's more likely that Lamar repeats than it is that San Fran repeats. So that's why I think Baltimore will have to be number 2 for me.
Okay. I have Baltimore 2 as well. Who is number 3 for you?
Who is the team that I put the hate on the absolute most in the NFL?
It used to be the Chiefs. You have put the hate on Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you put the hate on San Francisco.
I do, but
you
it is not.
You've also put the hate. You put the hate on the New Orleans Saints.
There you go.
Personally hated. Okay. And you're going to put them at 3.
I'm going to put them at 3. It's the quarterback is fantastic. The team is fantastic. I'm going to put them at 3. They have done nothing but underachieve for a decade. They won a Super Bowl in 2009. Haven't been back. They've been in great positions to go back, time after time. They're essentially becoming the Dallas Cowboys, just a group of underachievers. But they're just better.
Well,
and they do it year.
They're
year
better out. Because they make it to the playoffs. They have better regular
every
seasons.
Year.
They've just come up short. And you can argue they were screwed by the refs 2 years in a row.
Yes.
Like the Minnesota, the Minnesota miracle, and then they had the pass breakup, and then even last year, maybe the tight end push off.
Yeah.
Where I think it was Kyle Rudolph against them in the end zone. So they've had like three straight years of craziness in the postseason, but they always get there, and we don't.
Right, and that's why I have them at number three.
I've always been higher on New Orleans than you. I've always loved the Saints more than you, so I have them locked in to number three. So we have the same three so far. Come on, we need some fighting. We need some indecision. We need some differences here. Who's your number four?
All right, here we go. We'll have some fighting. We'll have some differences. Number four is the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, as their play-by-play guy would say or go. RJ's representative to make it to the Super Bowl for the NFC. The floor is yours, sir, to explain why.
Fantastic team, as always. They've got weapons. They've got a really good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but a really good one. They're well coached. And I think they've got a division that is going to come back to the pack at the top with Green Bay. Detroit will probably be a little bit better. Don't know about Chicago. I've got Minnesota. I love the team. I love the coaching staff. I like the quarterback. I love the wide receiver, the tight end, and the running back. So they got a couple of good little 1-2 punches at running back. So give me the Minnesota Vikings.
Man, 4 and 5 is tough.
It is.
I mean, this is tough. You can, argue. Where's San Fran? We're both disrespecting San Francisco. Where's Seattle? Where's Green Bay? Where are the Cowboys? But I'm going to make you sick. And my pick that you'll have the biggest problem with at number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm buying. I told you Tommy wasn't done. You and Kavanaugh will both be apologizing to Tom Brady this year for saying he was finished. I told you that was Belichick offensive personnel decisions that messed up New England's offense. They have the number one defense against the run. I don't know what they are in the secondary. They had Leonard Fournette. They got all the weapons on the outside. I'm going to put Tampa right now at number four.
That is going to turn out to be your worst decision in the 10-year history of this radio program. That is good.
Hang on. Do you have Tampa Bay as a 9 or 10 win team?
I think they're probably an 8 or a 9 win team.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I thought you were going like 7-9, 6-10, no. Something like that.
No. I think that with the 7th team in the playoffs, they've got a legitimate chance of being that 7th seed. Maybe even the 6. I think it's fair, but I would not put them up at number 4.
Well, I can make a case that they're just as good as the Vikings.
They've got better receivers. They've got better receivers. They do. They have better receivers. They do not have a better quarterback.
Okay, who's your 5th? I'm not going to take the bait.
I was going back and forth on this one because, to me, I did kind of veer with number 4. Usually, at the beginning of the year, I just go, who are the best quarterbacks? And let's roll with it. But I went with Kirk Cousins over a guy like Russell Wilson. But at number 5, I will add some hype to it, and I will put the Dallas Cowboys at number 5.
Oh, Kirk! Okay, there you go. The Cowboys at 5. I am going to pull a choppy here. I don't like this show today. A lot of agreeing and I'm not putting the Cowboys at 5. I'm pulling a choppy in making a hypocritical double standard statement here. Ready? Try to wrap your brain around this. I have San Fran missing the playoffs, but I'm putting them at 5.
That's fair. I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think San Fran is going to get screwed by their division. But I still think San Fran better than the Cowboys. They beat the hell out of Green Bay. They pantsed them on national television. I may even put San Fran at 4 and Tampa Bay at 5. I haven't decided, but I know that those are my top 5. Like, but I think San Fran, I just trust Russell at the end of the day. It's really hypocritical because if I think that Seattle makes the playoffs, why would I not have them above? I think Seattle, they'll eventually be better. But right now, today, if they lined up, I'd probably take San Francisco, even though I have Seattle making the playoffs over them. And I know that it's just dumb. It just sounds really weird and stupid. But I might put Seattle at 5. I'm going to put Seattle at 5. San Fran's roster is so good, but I can't have Seattle making it over them. I'll put Seattle at 5. So my top 5, KC, Baltimore, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, and then I'll go with the Seattle Seahawks barely over Green Bay, the Cowboys, and San Fran.
All right, I got Kansas City, Baltimore, New Orleans, Minnesota, and the Dallas Cowboys rounding out.
And I want to put the Cowboys 5. I want to put the I want to put the Cowboys 5. I'm just scared of the secondary. And Seattle has a lot of defensive questions. They have a ton of questions on they got D-line issues, man. They lost Clowney. They cut Shaq Griffin over the weekend. I might put the Cowboys at 5. I don't know. I'm going to keep Seattle.
Okay.
How much change?
All right, RJ.
It's tough. This is the NFL.
Can we agree, RJ? How long have we been doing this show? Like a decade? Is this like the most distraught, broken he's ever sounded going into an NFL season, not knowing who's going to go where?
Yeah, it is. It is very distraught by it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's because there's been no preseason, no idea.
Yep.
No practice. We haven't seen anything. We're all flying by the seat of our pants.
Where's
here.
The
and
tape?
Quite frankly, I'm not wearing any pants right now. So it's pretty wild.
No.
It's pretty wild.
Who do you think is better between – you think the Cowboys are better than the Seahawks?
I mean, their roster's clearly better. Russ is obviously clearly better than Dak, but I think I would take the Cowboys on in a one-on-one, in a head-up game.
All right. I'm putting the Cowboys at 5 as well.
Oh,
there you go.
Baby.
Call me a homer.
Oh,
there you go.
Baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.